I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WISO Today for Thursday, July 23rd. Citizens of the Eastern Shawnee Tribe of Oklahoma are descendants of the Shawnee people who lived in Ohio. For nearly 20 years, the tribe has organized occasional trips for its citizens to visit historic sites in their homelands. WISO's Indigenous Affairs reporter, Adriana Martinez-Smiley, takes us to their most recent visit last week.
52 Eastern Shawnee citizens set off by bus and car to visit Midwestern states where their ancestors lived. Stops included Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. They visited well-known sites like Serpent Mound and the Hopewell Ceremonial Earthworks. They also went to their ancestors' former reserve land in Lewistown and Shawnee battlefield sites during westward expansion. Amber Graham attended. It's her first time visiting Ohio. She says she's grateful for the opportunity.
But I want to say I'm very appreciative of our tribe putting something on like this and then making it available to tribal members. I mean, there's not a lot of tribes out there that do that.
The trip is free for Eastern Shawnee citizens. Chief Glenna Wallace initiated the trip shortly after she was elected in 2006. This will be her last year on the trip as chief because she's retiring this fall. For WISO News, I'm Adriana Martinez-Smiley.
Tuesday afternoon's storms produced three tornadoes in southwestern Ohio. The National Weather Service says the strongest tornado was an EF1 that touched down 2 miles southeast of New Palestine in Claremont County just before 3 p.m. It traveled southeastward for 5 miles, damaging one home and bringing down numerous large tree limbs. Other trees were snapped by the 90-mile-per-hour winds. The twister lifted just west of Nicholsville. An EF0 twister touched down in southeastern Clinton County, just south of Lee's Creek, a little after 3 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. Winds estimated at 75 miles per hour blew a tree down on a home and damaged corn stalks and trees along a 3.5-mile path. The third tornado was also an EF0 storm that dropped in Brown County between Feesburg and State Route 125 just before 3:30. The 75-mile-per-hour winds damaged an outbuilding and several trees while it was on the ground for less than 2 miles. No injuries were reported from any of the tornadoes. Ohio's classrooms are among the most racially segregated in the nation. That's according to a recent report from the Segregation Tracking Project. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford has more.
More than 70 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled that public schools could not separate students based on race. But UCLA sociology professor Ann Owens says racial divides persist in classrooms. Owens says that it often reflects where people live.
And so a lot of the states that have high levels of racial segregation have a lot of different school districts, and those lines end up separating children across those district lines before they even choose a specific school to enroll in.
Ohio has more than 600 school districts and ranks 5th in its segregation of white and non-white students. That's behind New York, Illinois, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Owens recommends the state reevaluate school district boundaries and address housing inequality to reduce segregation. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford.
Two big birthdays are being celebrated this week in Columbus at the Ohio State House. They are the 238th birthday of the Ohio National Guard and the 250th birthday of the United States. They'll do that at a public ceremony, or what's called a muster, this Saturday, July 25th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Ohio National Guard soldiers and airmen will be on hand, as will a host of military vehicles, state-of-the-art equipment, aircraft flyovers, and historical reenactments. The celebration, or muster, is patterned after muster events that were held at the State House in the mid-20th century. The gatherings were used for high-profile public exhibitions, hands-on demonstrations, and equipment or vehicle displays. The roots of musters go back to the 17th century and were meant to join community members with their local military units. In our correction, a story that we aired Tuesday about federal funding for credit unions inaccurately described how many of them are in Ohio. Ohio has more than 200 credit unions, and of those, 20 are certified as community development financial institutions. Nice weather today with a high expected around 80 degrees, expecting sun with some afternoon clouds. warming up in the low 80s on Friday with fair skies. And summer-like weather returns for the weekend with highs mid to upper 80s by the time we reach Sunday. And for the beginning of next week, temperatures back around 90 degrees. And that's WYSO Today for Thursday, July 23rd. I'm Mike Fraser.
Hi, this is Luke Dennis, WYSO's general manager. 1 year ago, we launched our 1 in 5 campaign with the goal that 20% of you would become financial supporters of These Sounds. And in the past year, we've made it to 15% of you donating. Yes, but the momentum has slowed. We are as close to our goal as we've ever been. You can help us get there when you donate now at wyso.org. We wouldn't ask if we didn't need your support. Thank you.